Welcome to the Advisor Pact Monthly Session. I'm Mark Little. The Advisor Pact Monthly Program is a program that's designed to provide you with tools to transform your business in order to be able to deliver truly comprehensive financial services to your ideal clients. A service which is going to radically differentiate you from other advisors and placing you in a category of one, so that potential clients have no other choice than to hire you if what they're seeking is truly comprehensive financial services. Now, in the process of ramping up your capabilities to deliver this higher level of service, you also pledge to deliver upon the four client expectations, which potential ideal clients claim they cannot find in any advisor, anywhere, at any price. So, you agree to make this advisor pact to every ideal client. Pact being an acronym describing the four client expectations. P is for protection. You pledge to protect your client's assets, their financial strategy, and their privacy. A stands for attention. You pledge to pay close attention so that whenever your ideal client's plan drifts off course, you will provide the necessary course correction required to get them back on track. C stands for coordination. You pledge to coordinate all the financial products and the financial people in your ideal client's life so that every recommendation that your client receives, any financial recommendation from anyone on their team, you pledge will be perfectly aligned with their overarching strategy. And finally, T stands for transparency. You pledge that your ideal client will fully understand all the upfront and the hidden costs that they are paying for every one of their financial products, as well as what all the financial people in their life are being paid, starting with you. So the question that I got this month that I thought could give the most help, the most benefit to the most of you is this one. I just hired a strong administrative manager to help me implement truly comprehensive financial services. How should I orient and train this new key deliverables team member? So I thought what I would do is take the orientation that we normally conduct for members when they join the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. Now, I've had to modify it because obviously you don't have access to the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. But I think so many of the points that are made in the orientation that we ordinarily provide to an administrative manager, that to a member of the toolkit, is applicable here. So I'm going to go through the orientation. I've modified it slightly to be relevant for you. And from this point forward, I'm going to be speaking directly to your administrative manager. So what I recommend is, For every one of you, whenever you hire a new administrative manager, just sit them in front of the computer screen, log into the Advisor Pact Monthly site, and go back to this video and have your new administrative manager just simply watch this administrative manager briefing that will help them help you implement and transform your business to be able to deliver truly comprehensive financial services. So here we go. This is the administrative manager briefing for truly comprehensive financial services. My name is Mark Little, and I run a program called the Advisor Pact Monthly Program. And what I want to talk to you about today is the project, what we are trying to do together. We're trying to implement and transform your business to be able to provide truly comprehensive financial services. I'm going to define this for you. I'm going to help you understand what your role is in helping implement truly comprehensive financial services. And you'll walk away from this session today with a clear understanding not only of the project, what we're trying to do, but also what your role is in the project. Now, I think the first thing I want to have you understand is that what we're talking about here is not just a slight change in what we've been doing in the past. It's not just a nipping around the edges or enhancing of great services that we have been providing to clients in the past. No, this notion of what we call truly comprehensive financial services is a completely new business model. What we're discussing here is a complete transformation of your business. We've never come across any advisor anywhere at any level, even advisors who have built multi-million dollar practices. We've never come across any advisor who has delivered and put into place truly comprehensive financial services at the level at which we're talking about. So it's best for you as an administrative manager to just view this whole project as one where you're not simply modifying existing processes and enhancing what you're currently doing. No, you're literally ripping up the script. You're starting with a blank piece of paper and you're creating what in essence is a complete and total transformation of your business. If you'll view it that way, you'll accelerate your implementation of this process. If you view this project as simply an enhancement of what you've been doing in the past, even if you've been delivering some form of comprehensive financial services, it'll slow you down. The idea of bending into a pretzel existing processes to try to make it, push it into alignment to what we're teaching with the Advisor Pack Monthly Program will simply slow you down and ultimately create obstacles, which will become a problem for implementing this vision of a business model the way we're teaching it. Now, I want to give you a little bit of background. What I want to describe for you is why this concept, truly comprehensive financial services, is different. It's important that you understand from a client perspective what's different and better about what we're putting into place. And to do that, what you have to understand is how clients view our industry and kind of what their life is like, their financial life is like, before we come along and before you come along offering to deliver truly comprehensive financial services. So for most clients that you would acquire, they already, before you came along, they already have some financial people already in their life. They typically, a person that becomes a client of your firm typically already has a tax accountant in place. They probably already have what we would call a money manager, either that or at the very least, they have a place where currently they are parking their money for the time being. That's already in place. They may or may not have a financial planner, but they probably have a legal advisor, an estate planning attorney, or somebody that some time ago created the wills and trusts for them. And certainly they have, every client of yours has insurance agents in their life, auto, homeowners. Every client has some kind of insurance already in place, and they already have insurance people in their lives that are serving them with those products. So the question on the table is, with all these people already in place, is there an overarching strategy to align and focus these people on the team? So these people exist in the client's life. The question is there any kind of an overarching plan to pull them together so that it focuses the team so they understand what the client's trying to accomplish? And then the second issue is, are these people ever talking to each other? So you know, there are crossover issues for these professionals, tax issues, money management issues, estate planning issues that involve more than one member of the team. The question is, do they ever pick up the phone and coordinate and collaborate and talk to each other? I can tell you the answer for most clients, even if they're highly affluent multimillionaires, the answer is no. So the critical questions are these. As your trusted advisor sits down with a potential client and they're kind of examining the client's current situation and the client and the financial people currently in the client's life, the question comes up and your trusted advisor will pose this question. You know, so you've got this in place, Mr. and Mrs. Potential Client. Who's establishing the overall strategy currently? Who's providing oversight to ensure that all the recommendations are well aligned with the overarching strategy? And how are these people communicating with each other? How often do they communicate with each other to make sure that their recommendations are well aligned with each other and with the overarching plan? And who's responsible for measuring success? So the client's trying to accomplish something. The client has financial objectives. The question is, who on the team has been tagged to actually sit down with the client and measure success and to say periodically you're either on track or off track to the goals you've set? So quite often, no matter how affluent the potential client is, there are not good answers to these three critical questions. And that's where our business model comes in. Your trusted advisor in talking with the potential ideal client, in talking through these issues and understanding the situation, when it becomes evident that there are major gaps in this potential client's life and that the client, not all clients are seeking truly comprehensive financial services. So not every multimillionaire wants truly comprehensive financial services. But the point is, there are millions, literally millions of multimillionaires out there who would love truly comprehensive financial services if only it existed. And for most ideal clients, they don't know that it exists. They don't believe that it exists. And then here comes your trusted advisor offering to step in as the orchestra conductor, to orchestrate the client's financial affairs, to make sure that there is an overarching strategy, to make sure that the team is to make sure that there is a team in place and it's that there are no gaps on the team, to make sure that the team's coordinating with each other and that every recommendation is well aligned with the overarching strategy, and a trusted advisor who will serve as the orchestrator to measure success and to make sure that everybody on the team is doing everything that they're supposed to be doing, and to be able to sit down with the client regularly and let them know that they're on track for each and every one of their financial objectives. Now, this is not what clients are used to seeing in the industry. When you approach a potential client, what you need to know as an administrative manager, that you may be listening to all this and thinking, well, don't clients already have somebody like this in their life, somebody orchestrating everything, orchestrating their team, making sure there's an overarching plan in place, providing oversight, making sure the team's talking? The answer is no. For most clients, the way they view the financial services industry and financial advisors in particular is they view financial advisors as being a one-man band. And even the most successful advisors hold themselves out to some extent to a client as being a one-man band. In other words, I'm a one-stop shop. You come to me. I'm the financial advisor. I don't really have a team. I may have some people that I can refer you to if you need a referral, this quote-unquote, if you need a referral. But basically, I can give you advice on tax. I can give you advice on estate planning, money management, insurance. You know, I'm a one-man band. I'm the individual that you'll come to and sit down, and I will be the single individual that advises you on all areas of personal finance. Well, not surprisingly, whether or not they say it out loud, the research is very clear on this. Potential ideal clients are very suspicious of this one-man band model. They don't like it. At the very least, this one-man band isn't typically even willing and able to coordinate the financial people that are already in the client's financial life. So if the client already has an accountant, already has insurance agents and so forth, you know, this one-man band almost never picks up the phone and offers to coordinate those existing people. So what you need to know as an administrative manager is this is the image of the industry to the client. It's not good, and our business model busts this up completely, because our deliverables team structure is quite different. So rather than in our business model, the truly comprehensive financial services business model that you're working with your trusted advisor to implement, the structure is quite different. Rather than the ideal client feeling the responsibility and being responsible for to be the individual to coordinate all the financial team, now in steps your trusted advisor. Your trusted advisor presents to the client a completely different business model and says, Mr. Client, in the past, you've coordinated all your own financial people. You know, it's been, if your tax person has any awareness of what your money manager is doing, if your insurance agent has any direction at all from your wills and trusts and your estate planning attorney, if they ever coordinated whatsoever in the past, it was because you got involved and made that happen. In our model, it's quite different. I'm the trusted advisor. I will serve as your most trusted advisor. I'm your single, simple point of contact. I will work closely with you, the two of you. Usually it's a two spouses. I will work with the two of you to establish what you're trying to accomplish. I will sit down and establish all your financial objectives. We'll take a measure of your current financial reality, your current situation, and then I will turn around and convey all this to my team. Now, I've got a team that I have built myself. I realize, Mr. Client, Mrs. Client, that you've already got an accountant, you've already got a place where you've parked your money, you've already got an estate planning attorney that created your wills and trusts, you've already got insurance agents, but I have my own team. I've got my own team. I've got a tax subject matter expert. I've got my own money management subject matter expert. We have our own financial planner on the team. We have our own estate planning subject matter expert, and I've got my own insurance subject matter expert. Now, let me tell you what my team's function is. After I understand thoroughly what you're trying to accomplish, and I've assessed your current financial situation, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to meet with my team. I'm going to brief them on everything related to your situation. Then my team's going to kind of take over and take all your information and work with you and through me, work with you to establish something that is not currently in place for you, or at least I don't see it. We can't find it. And that is where my team is going to create a comprehensive written lifetime financial strategy. This is going to, in essence, create the plan, the strategy, the marching orders, which give guidance to everybody currently on your team. So currently, the people on your team are excellent tacticians. Your accountant's a great accountant. Your estate planning lawyer's great at drafting wills and trusts and documents. Your insurance agent, I'm sure, understands your insurance policies great. What they don't know is what you're trying to accomplish. There's no way to measure for them to help make recommendations to make progress towards your objectives. Our team will create that plan. Our team will reach out to your people, and our team will coordinate them so that from now forward, every recommendation that you receive from them and from us is perfectly aligned with your objectives and what you're trying to accomplish. Okay? So that is the structure. It's much simpler. Now, internally, the way it works is, yes, your trusted advisor focuses on the client and then turns around and coordinates with the team. But that's where you come in. You're the administrative manager. In the internal workings of this structure, the way it's set up is you as the administrative manager are the coordinator of the team. So yes, your trusted advisor will brief the team and provide the team with all the information from the client, all the documents, and what the client's trying to accomplish. But you're going to be in on every meeting. You're going to basically coordinate our internal team of subject matter experts. You're going to help your advisor build and lead this team. And once the team has the all the documents from the client and the marching orders from the advisor as to what the client's trying to accomplish, then the team takes over. And you're going to coordinate the team to make sure they collaborate with each other and that together they create this comprehensive written lifetime financial strategy. That's at the beginning of the client relationship. And then you're going to make sure that we meet with the client at least every 4 months, three times a year, to sit down and make sure that that strategy is moving forward towards the client goals. In other words, we're going to make sure this client's financial house is in perfect order and stays that way for the rest of their life. The advisor is going to focus on the client, and you as the administrative manager are going to focus on the team. You're going to make sure the team does everything that they're supposed to do in order to help the client achieve their financial objectives by the target date that the client set. And you're going to help the team make sure that they help the client make smart choices about their money along the way. So that's the structure. Now, behind the scenes, we have something called the 10 client deliverables. Now, we talked earlier about truly comprehensive financial services. So let me take a minute and try to define truly comprehensive financial services. We have a document, which I will provide on the replay page of this video, a document called the 10 client deliverables. And basically, I'm not going to go into them here, but what I'm going to say is what the 10 client deliverables are designed to do. It's an internal document. It's typically not something that we would share with the client, although we don't hide it from the client. It's not. It's more of an internal document. It's something that our team uses as guidance to figure out what's the minimum standard. What is it that we're trying to actually do for the client? And what the 10 client deliverables actually defines is for the five primary subject matter experts, those being the ones that we showed a moment ago, the financial planner, the money manager, the estate planning subject matter expert, the tax subject matter expert, and the insurance subject matter expert, those five individuals, you're going to help your advisor build and lead this team of five subject matter experts. Now, what the 10 deliverables does is it's a document that defines for those five subject matter experts, what is it that we're actually going to do for the client? What are the 10 things that we're going to do for the client each and every year? So that's what the 10 client deliverables are. It's a list of things that we're going to do for the client annually, and it covers all five areas of personal finance. And so the 10 client deliverables, when we implement those for a client, let's say it's a year from now, we've acquired a client, and now it's a year later, we've done all 10 client deliverables, which is to say all five of our subject matter experts have jumped into action and done these 10 things over the course of a year. That's what we define as truly comprehensive financial services. So if you take truly comprehensive financial services as a term, and you were to ask what is that, what we would answer that is it's the implementation of the 10 client deliverables each and every year. Now, as you can imagine, underneath each of the 10 client deliverables, there's a whole long checklist of individual action items that need to take place in order to support each of the 10 client deliverables. In other words, there's just a checklist beneath each one of these 10 deliverables, which comprises, what the subject matter experts are actually doing. And these are what we call the deliverables checkpoints. So I'm kind of introducing some jargon, some terminology that you will come across in the Advisor Pack Monthly program, and I'm defining it for you. So the deliverables checkpoints are nothing more than the checklist items that fall beneath the 10 client deliverables. When all the deliverables checkpoints have been completed over the course of a 12-month period for a single client, that means when you've checked off all the deliverables checkpoints for that client, that means you've accomplished the 10 client deliverables, and therefore you have delivered truly comprehensive financial services to that client. So it's quite objective. There's no wiggle room. It's very specific, this definition that we call truly comprehensive financial services. Now, I do want to say that that the Advisor Pack Monthly program is a program that's designed for businesses that are not yet ready to implement the system that we've created for delivering truly comprehensive financial services called the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. So my team and I have created a software system which automates this delivery of these deliverables checkpoints. We provide a list of the deliverables checkpoints, and we create a system where the assignment of these checkpoints is done online for your subject matter experts. However, in the Advisor Pack Monthly program, you don't have access to that system yet. The whole purpose of the Advisor Pack Monthly program is for businesses that are just kind of starting off, you know, before you're ready for the Trusted Advisor Toolkit system, it's to start moving in that direction. And so with the toolkit, we provide the deliverables checkpoints. It's on our system, but in the Advisor Pack Monthly program, we do not. But that leads to another thing that I want to mention, that each and every month we provide your office with what we call the monthly project. This is a project that that is given to you to help implement, deliver, you know, move towards implementing truly comprehensive financial services. And at some point in the future, usually when you achieve, once you've acquired, let's say, 5 ideal clients, that's when your advisor and your business begins to look at the Trusted Advisor Toolkit to implement the higher level system, because at that point, when you've got multiple ideal clients, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. It's just easier to implement a system that's already in place. So at that point, you're probably ready for the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, and you can switch over to the toolkit, and all these deliverables checkpoints are provided for you. But until then, one of the monthly projects that we provide to you is, as you acquire your team of subject matter experts, these 5 subject matter experts, what you've got to do in the meantime, kind of as you're moving towards, you know, this implementing of this process and, you know, moving towards someday joining the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. In the meantime, as you acquire each subject matter expert, it's up to you. And we give you instructions in one of the monthly projects on how to do this. But you basically sit down with each subject matter expert and develop your own deliverables checkpoints. So in the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, to implement the 10 client deliverables, I'll just give you a little guidance here. There are 143 deliverables checkpoints that we provide in the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. But before you're in the toolkit, while you're in this program called the Advisor Pack Monthly Program, you're going to create your own deliverables checkpoints that fall beneath the 10 client deliverables. So I'll provide you with the 10 client deliverables. It's just that you're going to have to implement the monthly project when you receive it to begin working with each subject matter expert to start developing whatever deliverables checkpoints your existing current subject matter experts feel are necessary. And that's what you'll work with until you join the toolkit. So the only point I want to make here is just definitions. We've got the 10 client deliverables. I'll provide you with those. You can download that on the replay page of this session. Those are given to you. The deliverables checkpoints are all the things that have to happen internally to actually accomplish the 10 client deliverables. Those deliverables checkpoints in the Advisor Pack Monthly program will be something that you'll hold your subject matter experts accountable for creating. Now, I think for you, in the purposes of this orientation, for you to understand what's the outcome, what are the bottom line outcomes of going to all this trouble. So if we're going to transform our business, if we're going to put a new business model into place, and we're going to put into place this thing that we call truly comprehensive financial services, then what on earth is the benefit of all this? What is it that's so great for the clients that it's worth transforming our business? Well, there are, in implementing a process to deliver the 10 client deliverables, there are many outcomes and benefits to the client, which will become clear to you as you implement truly comprehensive financial services and you start to hear back from your clients how they feel about this. And you'll start getting a better sense of what they believe are the benefits of this new thing that you're putting in place called truly comprehensive financial services. But I want to share with you 3 of what I call the bottom line client outcomes. These are the 3 things that once you implement the 10 client deliverables, these are the three primary things that your clients will value about what you do. So there are three things that your clients are going to truly gain benefit from, and you'll start hearing back from them. These are the three bottom line outcomes that they value the most. Number one is that in implementing the 10 client deliverables, it's in part a focusing exercise for your team. And this is something that as the administrative manager and the coordinator of the team, you need to keep your team focused on this. That basically one of the three bottom line outcomes is that the client will always be on track to their goals. In other words, every time you meet with a client, they'll either always be on track to the goals, or if ever they drift off track, there's a commitment on the part of the team to present a series of recommendations of what it would take to get back on track. So we've made a commitment to each and every client through the Advisor Pact Pledge to pay close attention. And this bottom line outcome is something that is quite candidly different than what most clients are used to. They're not used to advisors that pay close attention and know when things have drifted off track. But you are going to promise to the client that they will be on track to the goals. At every meeting, you'll give the client the status for each goal, on track or off track or whatever. And that if they ever drift off track in every single meeting, we will make sure that there are recommendations to get them back on track. Now, you might think to yourself, isn't that normal? Isn't that something that is a normal client experience? No, I will tell you, in working with ideal clients across the globe, before they work with advisors that work through our system, most clients report that when they come out of a meeting with their advisor, they almost never know whether they're on track to their goals or not. They do know something, whatever the advisor has chosen to invest the meeting time talking about. Oftentimes it's about the markets and other minutiae and technical information that the advisor wants to share. But I'm just talking about a plain and simple, if the client has three financial goals, does the client walk out of the meeting with a clear understanding that I'm on track or off track for each of those goals? And if I'm off track, what's it going to take to get back on track? That is not the case. And that's a bottom line outcome of the 10 client deliverables. Every client's going to always know whether they're on track, that they are on track. And so it becomes, you know, what's it worth to a client to always know that they're on track to their goals? And for most clients, this is new. This is different. This is something, believe it or not, that is not part of their experience with their former advisor. Okay. The second bottom line outcome is the fact that your team, through the 10 client deliverables, is going to be highly proactive. That means that the process is going to be so thorough and with such forethought that there is no financial issue, significant financial issue, that the team hasn't anticipated. So we're always thinking ahead. We're never behind on issues. We're always thinking ahead on every major financial issue. So what that means for the client is that we always take advantage of every financial opportunity when it presents itself, while there's still time to take advantage of it. And there are no surprises. So it becomes an issue for the client, you know, often for the first times in their financial life, you know, what's it worth to you to have a team in place, Mr. and Mrs. Potential Client, that is so proactive, thinking so far ahead that you'll never miss an opportunity and there will never be any surprises. So there'll never be any tax surprises or any other financial surprises because we are so proactive and we're thinking so far ahead. And I can tell you, for most clients, this is a unique experience. Most clients are not used to teams that think comprehensively about all areas of finance and actually pledge to be proactive and pledge that there will not be surprises. So when the team is held accountable to that, this is something that our team is willing and able to step up and do that other teams that the potential client could be working with are neither willing nor able to make this to provide this bottom line outcome. And then third, I would say the third value to the client, the third bottom line outcome to the client, is that the client is going to make better financial decisions in all areas of finance along the way. So I'll give you an example. Let's say a client's going to needs to buy a vehicle. The question will come up very quickly in the process. What should the client pay cash for the vehicle? Should the client lease the vehicle, or should the client finance the vehicle? Well, your team will jump in way ahead of the process proactively and answer that question, so that there's always, so that the client always has this overwhelming sense that they're making smart choices about their money in all areas of finance. Let's give another example. Let's say you have a type of client that travels overseas. Well, if you're delivering truly comprehensive financial services, your team's going to work with that client before they leave the country to make sure that they have a clear understanding of how they're going to access foreign currency, get the best exchange rates, and be able to make foreign purchases intelligently using, currency at the best exchange rates. So, these are just a couple of examples of how a client, if your team implements the 10 client deliverables and you've made a commitment to truly comprehensive financial services, it's not just some single core service that you're promising that the client's going to be making good decisions with. So if in the past you've been a money manager and you've provided primarily money management services to clients, or if, so let's say in the past you're an accountant and your primary base service has been tax services, and the client has always made really smart choices as it relates to tax. Or let's say you're a general insurance or property insurance property and casualty insurance agent, and in the past your core service has been property and casualty insurance, and the client has always made smart choices about property and casualty insurance. So whether your core service in the past, before you decided to implement truly comprehensive financial services, it doesn't matter whether it was money management or tax or property and casualty or whatever you've done in the past, now with truly comprehensive financial services, you're holding out yourself to the client to say, I've built a team and in all areas of finance, tax, money management, insurance, estate planning, financial planning, everything in your financial life, you're going to make better decisions because I now have a team in place that's thinking through every small aspect, every small detail of every aspect of your financial life. So these are the three bottom line outcomes, and that's what makes this service unique and different, and what radically differentiates your advisor from the other advisors that the client could hire. And as a matter of fact, in the mind of the client, when they're looking at this and your advisor is saying, what's it worth to you to always know that you're on track? What's it worth to you to have a team that's so proactive that you never miss an opportunity and there are never any financial surprises? What's it worth to you to make better financial decisions in all areas of finance? The client's thinking to themselves, this is not a choice between this advisor and two or three other advisors in town. No, this is the only game in town. If the client is looking and seeking truly comprehensive financial services and is in conversation with your advisor, truly understands what you're delivering with the 10 client deliverables and truly comprehensive financial services, potential clients quickly realize it's not a choice between advisor A, B, or C. It's choosing your trusted advisor and your team to work with them, or nothing at all. It's either I want this or I don't want this, because there is no other advisor in town who can deliver these three bottom line outcomes. Now, there may be other valuable outcomes to the client, but these, I contend, are the three major ones, and I wanted to share them with you. So the question becomes, what are your priorities as an administrative manager? Your priorities are, number one, as always, your priorities are to make sure that you're serving your existing ideal clients. So as you're listening to this, you may have ideal clients currently that you've committed to delivering truly comprehensive financial services. If so, those are your number one priority. It's your number one priority to help your advisor deliver on the promises that were made to that ideal client in the initial meetings when the client hired your advisor. So that's your number one priority, is delivering on the promise to existing ideal clients. However, many of you listening to this may not yet have any ideal clients. You're just now starting the annual recurring revenue exercise, which is one of the first projects, monthly projects that we have you working on. You may just be getting started in the process and you don't yet have ideal clients. All I'm saying is, the minute you have an ideal client, your priorities shift. That now becomes your number one priority, is delivering on the promise to that client. Your second priority is to make forward progress every month implementing truly comprehensive financial services. So these are your two priorities. This second priority, which in essence means working side by side with your trusted advisor to transform your business model into this truly comprehensive financial services business model that we're discussing, it really is going to boil down to implementing the monthly project each and every month when you receive it from us. So your priorities are, number one, serving clients if you have them, ideal clients, and number two, making forward progress, implementing the monthly project each and every month with your trusted advisor. And I'm going to propose that you are the project leader for the monthly project. So when you receive a monthly project from us, you are the project leader, not your trusted advisor. And I think you're in a better position to serve as the project leader. You have administrative skills, which is why you were hired. And your advisor has other priorities. Your advisor has priorities. Their priorities, well, let's kind of go through the unique responsibilities of everybody on the team. Your trusted advisor has two primary priorities. Number one is, just as we said, it's to serve ideal clients. So your trusted advisor's number one priority is to invest their time face-to-face or on the phone serving ideal clients. That's how your trusted advisor should be investing their time. First priority is serving ideal clients. Their second priority is to invest their time face-to-face or on the phone with potential clients. In other words, going out and getting more ideal clients. Now, these are the two priorities for a trusted advisor. It's serving ideal clients and going out and getting new clients. And as an administrative manager, you should want your trusted advisor to spend most of their time with those two activities. So what we teach administrative managers over on the Trusted Advisor Toolkit is that you should track your trusted advisor's time. And your trusted advisor should be investing 80% of their time with these two activities. Now, if you're just at the beginning of implementing all this and you don't have many or any ideal clients at this point, then 80% of your trusted advisor's time needs to be invested face-to-face or on the phone with potential clients. In other words, 100% of the 80% of their time should be invested out getting new clients. So these are the two things that only the trusted advisor can do. These are the best use of the trusted advisor's time. So the question is, who does everything else in the business? And my comment is, it's up to you as the administrative manager to help make sure everything else gets done and to keep your trusted advisor focused and hold your advisor accountable to investing 80% of their time with these two activities. So notice what's not on here for the trusted advisor in our model. We don't have the trusted advisor actually doing any of the delivery of service in terms of the financial planning, the money management, the insurance recommendations. All of that is done by somebody else. So I'm telling you that our model represents a complete and total transformation, because in the end, the trusted advisor is spending almost all of their time face-to-face with ideal clients and face-to-face with potential clients, and other people in the firm, in the business, are doing everything else. So then what's your job as the administrative manager? Well, your responsibilities are to build the team of subject matter experts. Now, let me pause on this for a minute. You may be hearing this for the first time and thinking, wait a minute, I've never done this before. I don't have any experience in helping acquire subject matter experts. I'm not a recruitment specialist. I don't have any skills having done that in my past. And all I'm going to say is this, this is one of the monthly projects. So we have a 12-step deliverables team recruitment process. We have very carefully structured the process for administrative managers that have never done this before. So it's a 12-step process, which you will be the project leader of. The goal is to focus on filling one subject matter expert role at a time. So if you're looking for a financial planner, you just focus on filling that financial planner role, and then you move on to the next role. So you just fill one role at a time of the five subject matter expert positions that we're trying to fill. Financial planning, money management, insurance, tax, and estate planning. So those are the five subject matter expert roles that we're trying to build a team to fill. So you're going to implement the 12-step process. When you get the monthly project on this, you're going to be the project leader. The project is designed to be completed in less than 60 days. So all this means is you're going to get a process from us. You're going to manage the process. And every 60 days, you're going to make sure that you and your trusted advisor acquire a new subject matter expert every 60 days. We're going to teach you how to find candidates for your subject matter expert to interview, to identify candidates, and then it's we're going to show your trusted advisor how their responsibility in this process is to interview those candidates and to make the final selection and to select the finalist and to make the invitation to the best individual to join the team. Now, nowhere in the process do we have you interacting with any of these candidates. So I don't want you to be fearful of this. I just want you to understand that in our model, your role, one of your responsibilities is to organize and orchestrate and serve as project leader to build the team of subject matter experts. And then once the team is built, it's your job to coordinate that team. So it's going to be up to you to make assignments to those subject matter experts to help organize them, primarily around client progress meetings. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we have a process in our system where with every ideal client, you're going to be meeting with them, with every client, once every 4 months. We call this the three-meeting process because when you meet with a client every 4 months, that means over the course of 12 months, you're meeting with that client three times per year. Now, the way that the three-meeting process is structured is every time a client comes in, your team behind the scenes is preparing for that meeting. And there are all this checklist that we talked about all the things that have to get done underneath to deliver the 10 client deliverables. All those checklists are spread evenly among the three meetings per year, and it's going to be up to you to coordinate the team of subject matter experts, to make the assignments, make sure that all the checkpoints that comprise the 10 client deliverables, it really falls to you to make sure that everything that should be getting done is actually getting done, and you just simply manage the checklists and make sure that everything gets done over the course of the 12-month period. So your primary responsibilities are to help build the team of subject matter experts and then coordinate that team of subject matter experts once they're built. And primarily that coordinating has to do with coordinating activities around client progress meetings. Now, what's the subject matter experts' responsibilities? Okay, well, you're going to help build this team, but what you're looking for is a subject matter expert that you're not telling them what to do. They already have a robust process in place. The key to our deliverables team recruitment process, as you will see when you get to that monthly project, is that you're going to be seeking subject matter experts that are really excellent at what they do already. They already have a process in place for their narrow field of finance, and you're only going to look for candidates that are already really great at what they do. And then your advisor will interview those candidates, select the best one, and now you have a team member in each of the five areas of finance, each of whom has a robust process already in place. You're looking for a subject matter expert who is highly responsive and willing to collaborate with the other subject matter experts. So if in the interview process, your trusted advisor interviews a bunch of the candidates that you identifies several that are really great at what they do, but several of them are not willing or able to collaborate with the others on your team. You know, they're good at what they do, but they're not willing to collaborate and serve as a team member. They're not going to be a good team player. Well, then those people are eliminated, and you only invite people onto your team who are highly responsive. In other words, they get back with you quickly whenever you try to reach them, and they collaborate with the others on the team. They're good team players. And then it's the responsibility of your subject matter expert to be willing to review the work of the other subject matter experts. Now, as you can see, this is why, in part, this truly comprehensive financial services is a complete and total transformation of the business model. It's because of things like this. Typically, a subject matter expert, no matter how good they are at what they do, they've never been asked to review the work of other subject matter experts prior to a client progress meeting. Well, in our process, they are. And so it's a responsibility of the subject matter expert to review the work of the other subject matter experts before each and every client progress meeting. And then finally, it's a responsibility of every subject matter expert never to miss a deadline. You know, this is part of being a good team player. The others on the team can't do their job if one or more of the subject matter experts continually misses deadlines. So I will show you the skills that we're looking for. In the toolkit, in the Trusted Advisor toolkit, when we're helping a Trusted Advisor hire an administrative manager, I want to share with you the skills that we tell the Trusted Advisor that we're actually looking for. The reason I'm sharing this with you right now is I want you to look at this list, and first of all, I want you to kind of assess yourself, do a personal, quiet personal assessment, and just rate yourself in each of these areas, and ask yourself, if I was asked to give examples, would I have a bunch of examples where I exhibited all of these skills in the past? In other words, I want you to think, am I up to this task? Do I have the experience? Do I have the skills necessary to serve in this key role that we call administrative manager? Notice that the number one skill, and these are in order, by the way, so I would say the most important skill of an effective administrative manager is leadership skills. It's the ability of leadership to get things done through other people. Are you persuasive? Are you able to make the case? Are you able to get individuals on your team to meet deadlines and to understand what they're expected to do so that everybody knows what to do and when to do it, and you're able and willing to hold people accountable, and you can, you're effective at getting people to get things done? Do you feel you're up to the task? So I would ask you to take note and write down these skills and make a serious personal assessment as to whether you believe you're up to this task or not. Either way, you need to schedule a meeting called the Administrative Manager Expectations Conversation with your trusted advisor at least every 4 months. You'll get this as one of your monthly projects, but there's no reason to wait. I think starting today, you can make sure that it's on your trusted advisor's calendar at least once every 4 months to sit down and have a complete and total status update of this implementation of truly comprehensive financial services. So you need to have a meeting at least once every 4 months to discuss all the issues related to implementing and the status of where you're at in implementing truly comprehensive financial services. And in your first one of these, if you feel you have concerns about any of these areas, or if, on the other hand, you have lots of examples in your past where you exhibited these skills, the very first one of these that you schedule on your trusted advisor's calendar, you should go through this. And anything you're concerned about, or if in your assessment you have concerns whether you're up to the task or not, I think this is your opportunity to be open and honest and to have a discussion, an open discussion with your trusted advisor about about your feelings about your ability to do this task. So I'm going to make a statement that for the administrative manager, there's nothing more important than implementing truly comprehensive financial services. Now, for some administrative managers, this comes as a very striking statement. In other words, you've already got a lot of things on your plate. You know, before you listened to this orientation, I'm sure you had a lot of things on your list of to-dos, your list of action items to get done. And I'm sure you're busy all the time. So you may be wondering where in your set of priorities of all the things that you're currently doing, where does this fall, this idea of implementing truly comprehensive financial services and specifically implementing the monthly project that you receive from the Advisor Pack monthly program? I would say there's nothing more important than implementing truly comprehensive financial services. So this is your number one priority. I don't think there's anything else more important. Now, you can discuss this with your trusted advisor, but let me tell you why I'm saying this. That these services, what we're calling truly comprehensive financial services, are going to be delivered only to a small community of clients that we identify as ideal clients. So you're going to have a handful of ideal clients who are that you're going to be delivering these truly comprehensive financial services once you've got it up and running. Once you've got these ideal clients in place, what you'll find is that that community of clients is going to be paying the lion's share of the revenue to your firm. Let me tell you what's common, very common, in that we run across, so common that it's almost a force of nature. It's become a cliche. There's something called the 80-20 rule. And the way it works in this context is that once you begin acquiring ideal clients and you're delivering this truly comprehensive financial services, this new level of higher level of service, what you'll find after some period of time, certainly after you have 5 or 10 ideal clients, you start to get to the point where even if your ideal client community represents only 20% of your total number of clients as you're kind of moving to this model, that it's very common that even if your ideal client count is only 20% of your clients are ideal clients, it's very common that those 20% pay 80% of your firm's revenue. In other words, certainly after you have 10 ideal clients, you're definitely at the point where these ideal clients are paying the lion's share of the revenue coming into your firm. Therefore, they deserve to be the highest priority. These are the clients that will be paying the majority of the revenue into your firm. Therefore, they've paid to be first in line. You've made promises to them, and those promises are the highest priority. Therefore, implementing truly comprehensive financial services is the highest priority item on your administrative manager's plate. There is nothing higher priority than delivering the promises made to these ideal clients. Put another way, if you disappoint these ideal clients, they will catch on to it very quickly and they will leave your firm. And then you have this opportunity of this small community of clients delivering the vast majority of your revenue, 80 to 90% of your firm's revenue. You don't want to be in a position where you've proven that you lack the competence of being able to keep these clients happy. So I'm going to say you either make the decision to do this or don't do this. But if you make the decision to move forward and offer this service, that you have to deliver on the promise. No other task has a higher priority, because if you take on an ideal client and then disappoint them, you've proven your inability to implement this system. So you have to reprioritize your administrative manager duties to allow for this. And when you sit down with your trusted advisor for your first AM expectations meeting, your administrative manager expectations meeting that you're going to make sure is on the calendar at least once every 4 months, if this is an issue, you should confront it in that first meeting. So you need to make sure that nothing is more important than implementing these monthly projects as you receive them from us each month. And if that means reprioritizing things that you're already doing, then you need to bring that up with your trusted advisor and work that out and confirm what I'm saying with your trusted advisor. So what are your next steps as administrative manager? I'm going to go through some things here that are the next steps. What you're going to be seeing here are some of the monthly projects. Now, you may not have, since you're only receiving a monthly project every once a month, you may not have gotten some of these that I'm about to describe. So I'm just giving them to you so you can make notes of what's coming down the pike. So these are projects that are coming. I'm just giving you a general sense of the sequence in which you'll be implementing these things. One of the first projects that we have you implement is something called the annual recurring revenue exercise. That needs to be completed very quickly. So when you get, and if you already have, the annual recurring revenue exercise instructions from us, It's up to you as the administrative manager to make sure that gets completed. The next thing, and I'm giving these to you in sequence, you need to establish a regular meeting with your trusted advisor several times a week. We call this the status update check-in meeting. So you need to establish a brief status update check-in meeting between you and your trusted advisor to discuss progress implementing truly comprehensive financial services. We recommend that you sit down with your advisor daily, that you limit the meeting to 15 minutes or less, but that you have a what we call daily status update check-in meeting just to give your advisor kind of an update of the status of the implementation of the current monthly project that you've received from us. So, so set that up. After that, once you've completed the annual recurring revenue exercise and you're meeting with your advisor several times a week for a status update check-in meeting, then you need to include in that status update the annual recurring revenue exercise daily in that update meeting. And this is where you begin after you've completed the annual recurring revenue exercise. That exercise becomes the document that helps you get an update from your trusted advisor about their potential client interaction time. So I mentioned earlier that it's a responsibility of your trusted advisor to invest time face-to-face or on the phone with potential clients. The amount that they invest face-to-face or on the phone with potential clients is what we're calling potential client interaction time. You need to track that, and those names of those potential clients that are new or coming in, new referrals and new names that come up, they need to be added to the annual recurring revenue exercise, and it's daily during your status update check-in meeting that you use the annual recurring revenue exercise to get an update from your advisor on new names of potential clients that are coming in real time. And then at next step for you as the administrative manager, these are all monthly projects, but we have one called completing the ideal client profile. You need to hold, this is important. You can't acquire an ideal client until you have an ideal client profile. So you need to hold your trusted advisor accountable and help them complete this exercise once you receive that monthly project. And help your advisor establish what we call the PMAR, which is the predictable minimum annual recurring revenue. This is the minimum revenue required that you're going to charge an ideal client. This is what will make them an ideal client. They meet the ideal client profile and they're paying the minimum annual recurring revenue. So your advisor needs to establish both the profile of the client that you serve best. We call this the ideal client profile, and the amount of money that someone has to pay to be considered an ideal client. We call that your PMAR. So each of these are monthly projects. When you receive those, it just hold your advisor accountable. You need to get those completed and completed pretty quickly. They have to be completed before you acquire an ideal client. Then you begin building your team. You need five subject matter experts. I've already said you are the project leader in that project. Once you receive that monthly project to begin acquiring these subject matter experts, then it's your job to begin that process of acquiring the team. So you help your advisor acquire the team by serving as project leader in getting that team into place. And you work with your subject matter experts as you acquire them, as you have a new subject matter expert onto the team. I mentioned that it's up to you, your subject matter experts, to create the deliverables checkpoints that fall beneath each of the 10 client deliverables so that you are indeed delivering the 10 client deliverables to each and every ideal client once a year. So it's up to you to hold your subject matter experts accountable for developing these deliverables checkpoints underneath the 10 client deliverables. All right. And to implement the three meeting process. So again, another monthly project. Once you have an ideal client, you'll need to implement the three meeting process. That's nothing more than setting up, scheduling the meetings a year in advance for these meetings that you're going to be holding every four months, three times a year with each and every ideal client. So there's a specific agenda for each meeting. There are specific deliverables checkpoints that you'll assign that have to get done internally by your subject matter experts for each of the meetings in the three meeting process. And it's up to you, once you receive this monthly project, to implement the three meeting process every time you acquire an ideal client. And then I say finally, but I mean the process never ends. You'll keep getting monthly projects to perfect this thing that we call truly comprehensive financial services. And at some point, it's, you know, most of you will join the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, and then we kind of take over and a lot of this is automated. But in the meantime, one of the most important things that you can do, even before you join the toolkit, is to document your process for each meeting using a method that we give you in one of the monthly projects. We have a method called the Best Way method of documenting processes. And it's a really important monthly project because it's a process for documenting a process. It's a way to document a process, every process in your office, in 20 minutes or less, no matter how complicated the process is. So it will be up to you to work with your subject matter experts to document the process for each of the meetings in the three meeting process, to sit down with your subject matter experts and really document what they're going to do prior to each of the three meetings in the three meeting process. And you'll use this method that we call the Best Way to document those processes. So there's kind of, if you're thinking in terms of tactics, and as you receive these monthly projects, you know, this is roughly the sequence to get truly comprehensive financial services up and running. So what are your responsibilities? Your responsibilities are, you know, if we're just kind of thinking big picture, what's the big, you know, we've already talked about all the responsibilities, but now we've covered a lot of information. If we're going to kind of focus on what's the biggest responsibility, I would say, as you look at the Advisor Pack monthly program, your biggest responsibility is to ensure that the monthly project that we provide to you is fully implemented in less than 60 days. One of the things that you need to know about these monthly projects are that you get them from us and they are fleeting. They have a shelf life. You're not going to get access to those monthly projects forever. You only have a certain amount of time, usually 30 to 60 days, to implement each monthly project. So it's up to you to, within 24 hours of receipt of a monthly project from us, to create a timeline. So you receive a monthly project from us, then in the first 24 hours, you sit down, kind of review the project, and you create a timeline. It'll be clear to you when you receive the project how long you'll have it. Some projects you'll only get for 30 days. Other projects you'll get for 60 days. A few projects will give you a little bit longer than that. But the point is, you need to create a timeline with week-by-week objectives so that you get the monthly project implemented in certainly less than 60 days. Now, even if we only give you access for 30 days, You need to make a commitment that even after you lose access to the project, that you've documented the whole thing enough to where you get the whole thing implemented in less than 60 days. That's your commitment. You know, if you're wondering why we only give you a fleeting period of time to implement the project, it's the deal that we made with every trusted advisor in the Advisor Pack Monthly program. Most of these projects represent us allowing you temporary access to the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, which is a much larger, much more expensive software system that we provide. So the deal is, on many of these projects, we will give you temporary access to the Trusted Advisor Toolkit for a short period of time, 30 to 60 days. And your agreement is that you'll use that time. You'll get the project. We'll give you temporary access to a much more expensive system called the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. You'll get full instructions on how to implement the project. And you'll get access to that project for a limited period of time. Your commitment is to sit down, you know, within the first day and to create a timeline for implementing that project so that it gets implemented in less than 60 days. And you're going to make sure you're responsible for making sure that that happens. Second responsibility is, and we've already talked about this, you're going to drive and make sure that you conduct a daily status update check-in with your advisor. You're going to provide your trusted advisor with a daily status update, very brief meeting, 15 minutes or less, regarding the progress for completing the monthly project. So you've currently got a monthly project. It's on a timeline that you've created. You've got access to that project for only a certain period of time, and you're reporting daily whether you're on track or off track to getting that project completed in the timeline that you've created. And then third, you have access to this webinar. We have the monthly Advisor Pack monthly session. So as you are implementing the monthly projects, you're going to have questions. And so, this is an opportunity for you. Any question that we receive that we're going to consider for handling during this webinar each month, we have to receive your question at least 24 hours before the webinar goes live. So it's up to you to make sure that questions are submitted by your trusted advisor to us through the Advisor Pack site, that your questions are submitted at least 24 hours before the Advisor Pack monthly session. So those are your primary responsibilities. I hope that background gives you the basic background on truly comprehensive financial services. I hope you see at this point how and why this is a complete transformation of your business model, what the client benefits are of getting this in place. And I think if I were to leave you with one point on this whole thing, is just to keep in mind, to inspire your team to move forward as you build your team, you are striving to build a financial services monopoly. You know, the problem with the financial services industry, in part, is that clients put all financial advisors into the same bucket. They think financial advisors do all the same things. When they hear what your firm does, the first reaction of many affluent people is, oh, I already have somebody in my life that does all that. And the goal in building this system is to be able to say, that's ridiculous. There is nobody else in our community that does what we do. We are a financial services monopoly. Now, you may not be seeking truly comprehensive financial services. Not all affluent people are. But for those who are seeking, and for those who, when they find out that it's available, truly comprehensive financial services, for those clients, those potential clients who would love truly comprehensive financial services, what I'm trying to say and what I'm leaving you with here today is that what you're seeking to build is a radically different business model, which makes you the only game in town. That if a client is seeking truly comprehensive financial services, there is no other choice but hiring your trusted advisor and your team and you. So that's it for the administrative manager briefing regarding truly comprehensive financial services. And that's it for the Advisor Pack monthly session. As always, we wish you all the best in implementing. And until next month, I'm Mark Little.